Amen. Praise God. Parang gusto niyo pong sumayaw, no? Naramdaman ko yon, parang, wow, the presence of God is with us in the dance and even in the singing. Can we give God one round of applause for He is here? Let us welcome Him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Talagang life is fleeting, no? Sandali lang, parang bulaklak lang, nandito, maya-maya, wala na. But we thank God because in Him, no, yung buhay natin ay hindi lang pansamantala. In Him, we will live forever and ever, seeing His face. So, salamat sa Panginoon. And I would like to thank God for this opportunity to share to you the Word of God in the celebration of our Women's Day. Yes, Women's Day po. Pero, Men's Day din. Men's Day. So, pwede po bang tingnan ninyo yung inyong katabi? Kung ingat po ay nanay ninyo, kapatid, minamahal. Kindly greet her kung siya po'y babae ng Happy Women's Day. I love you. Ayan. So, we thank God for Crossroad Church celebrating for us and with us. Na po, pagpasok natin ay meron na tayong recognition ribbon, acknowledgement that we are really a woman of God. At meron pa tayong pa-paperclip na napakaganda. Dalawa po yan para sa ating emotionally healthy woman journey. So thank you, Crossroad. Can we give God the best clap offering of praise for the Crossroad Church? Ayan. Magaling ba ang mga babae? Parang mahina. Naniniwala ba kayo na magaling ang mga babae? Yan. May ibang galing ang mga kababaihan. Sabi nila, women are naturally multitasking. Naniniwala ba kayo doon? Naglalaba, nagsasampay. Namamalan siya, naguhugas ng pinggan. Pwede, kinakaya. Women are extremely organized. So, look around. Nakita niyo po ba na mostly of our, kumbaga po, mga arrangement dito sa church and yung mga decorations natin at home, even in the school, no, ay talagang iniisip po yan ng mga kababaihan. And yun, they are very organized pagdating sa mga gamit natin, no? And women are, sabi nila, ay nurturing managers. Pwede po malaman dito sino po yung mga women na CEO managers in the house? Nahiya po kayo? Sige po, palakpakan po natin ng mga kababaihan. Nung lumalaki po ako, ang akala ko ang manager man lang. Kasi manager eh. Cordy, no? Pero yung pala, mga magagaling daw po na manager ay women. Wow. So, mga kababaihan ay very resourceful. At lahat ay iniyahanda bago pa man mahuli ang lahat. Talagang tanungin mo kung nasaan ang mga karayom, ang sinulid, ang mula sa mga spices in the house hanggang sa mga malalaking bagay, kumo, tuwalya, o maging dito sa church, saan itinago yung mga ganito, alam ng mga kababaihan. At hindi nila po iniiwanan ang mga bagay-bagay ng walang pagpaplano o walang naayos na trabaho. Naniniwala po ba kayo that women know everything? Naniniwala ba kayo doon? Magaling ang mga babae, magaling manghula, magaling kumutob. Ayan. At magaling magturo ng mali. Ang mga babae ay talagang they will spend hours in preparing themselves para po wag malate. At haba ng preparasyon para makarating sa isang event. And then sa haba-haba na yon at kapag ka nahuli ang lalaki ng kaunting segundo, ayon, may masisisi kung bakit sila na late sa event. Ayan, madalas po yan sa amin ni Pastor Al. So, bisan daw po, sa sobrang galing ng mga babae, nag-usap ang mag-asawa, no? Lalaki at babae, sabi ng lalaki, bakit ba ganun ang mga babae ang daming words, no, ang daming vocabularies. Meron yatang 30,000 vocabularies per day ang mga babae. Bakit ang mga lalaki 15,000 vocabularies a day lang? Napansin niyo po ba 'yon? No? 30,000 vocabularies per day ang women, 15,000 vocabularies lamang daw po ang men. So tinanong ng lalaki, bakit ganun? Ang sagot ni wife, kasi ganito yan. Kapag ang babae nagsasalita sa harapan ng mga asawa nila, kailangan kasi ulitin pa. Kaya 30,000. All right. In 1816, nabuhay na po ba tayo noon? 1816, women had no rights. In 1916, women fought for their rights. And beginning 2016 and up to now, women are always right. All right. But seriously, throughout history, sa buong kasaysayan ng mundo, tinignan at tinitignan at tinatanaw ang mga kababaihan bilang mga mahinang nilikha. Second class ba? Or makasalanan? Or nagtutulak sa kasalanan? But God in His omniscience, God in His all-knowing power, all knowledge, created man and woman equally both in His likeness. And He blessed them. Balikan mo yung babae na nasa tabi mo, maging yung lalaki na nasa tabi mo, at sabi mo, you are blessed in God. You are blessed in God. And with that, tayo po'y manalangin. Panginoon, today we come to you in your word, in your mercy and your grace. Lord, dalangin po namin na talagang matanggap namin at mapairal namin at maisakabuhay namin ang pagpapalang ito na we are both as a man and woman created equally in your likeness and you blessed us. Salamat, but especially today, we would like to recognize your gift, your power, Lord God, among the women in the house. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Palapakan po natin ang Panginoon. Hallelujah. So, seriously, tignan natin, no? Gaano ba binigyan ng Diyos ng halaga, significance, importance sa mga kababaihan, no? Throughout history, in the Old Testament, God allowed their stories to be told. Sino po ang kilala nyo sa ating picture? No, inalaw ng Diyos ang kwento ng mga babaeng ito, kagaya nino, ni Eve, ni Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, Leah, Deborah, Jael, Naomi, Ruth, Esther, Abigail, Rahab, Jochebed, Miriam, and even the midwives. And even, no, pinag-aralan natin, the princess of Egypt. Mga babae na may mga kahinaan, kasalanan, limitasyon, pero God brought them into light. And He gave them significance by allowing their stories to be told. At gayon din naman tayo ngayon, mga kababaihan. God longs to hear your story. And not only to hear you, not only to listen to you, but to make a story of redemption in your life. Kaya kahit pag-usapan natin si Rahab, ang dating prostitute, dati yon. Pero ngayon, princess of God. So this is how God viewed women in the Old Testament. And in the New Testament, hindi lang binanggit ang kanilang mga kwento. Mismo ang Panginoon, nagkatawang tao siya sa kanyang katawang lupa. Siya'y nagministeryo ng personal sa mga kababaihan. We see that in the story of Mary Magdalene, the Samaritan woman, the bleeding woman, even Peter's mother-in-law, and even no, Jesus spent personal one-on-one teaching with Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Even in appreciation, nakita ng Panginoon mismo doon sa templo, mayroong old widow that she gave all that she had for God. And the Lord commended that poor widow who poured everything for God, who offered everything for God. And not only that, even the woman, no, the nameless woman na nag-offer ng alabaster jar of perfume sa Panginoon, oh, hanggang ngayon, kunukwento at natututunan natin kung ano ang ibig sabihin ng sacrificial offering to our God because Jesus honored them and honored her. And not only that, we see how Jesus ministered and accompanied and even treasured his own mother here, biological mother Mary, in honor and love. No, talagang sinamahan ng Panginoong Jesus si Mary till the end. Mamamatay na ang Panginoong Jesus, pero hindi niya niliban sa kanyang paningin at kanyang damdamin si Maria. At sinabi niya, John, please take care of my mom. No, that's how Jesus loved the women in the New Testament. And makita natin dito the story, how the stories, different stories, many stories, how Jesus personally ministered to the women. Makita natin dito, wow, the outcast, the forgotten, the sinful, the weak had room, space in the very heart of our Lord Jesus Christ. At gayon din tayo ngayon. Na dito sa church, nais natin buksan ang ating mga puso, ang ating mga buhay, no, for all the outcasts, for all the forgotten ones, na po, the sinful, the weak women outside. And not only God in the Old Testament, not only in the New Testament, that we see Jesus, God moving in the lives of the women and giving them importance, value, and worth, and restoring and redeeming their lives, but also we see in the life and ministry of Paul, in the epistles of Paul, makikita natin yan, lalo tigit sa book of Romans. In Romans chapter 16, meron po siyang binanggit doon na 28 men and women. And out of 28 people, 9 po doon ay mga babae. Sila po ay sila Phoebe, Priscilla, Mary, Junia, Tryphaena, Tryphosa, Rufus' mother, Julia, Nurus' sister. Nadaanan po natin dito sa ating mga readings last week. At ang exciting po dito, kilalang kilala sila ni Paul how these women gave their lives in the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ and even advancing the early church, the kingdom of God during their time. Sila yung tinatawag na early century women, no, advancing the kingdom of God. Makita natin dito pinahalagahan ni Pablo ang mga kababaihan sa kanilang specialness and uniqueness. We see here how Paul, no, encouraged women to do the ministry for God. Siya po yung nag-break, no, nung slavery. Siya ang nagbigay ng equality in the church. And wow, pag inisip mo, may bahagi ba ako sa church? May bahagi pa ako sa paglilingkod sa Panginoon? Yes, definitely. And this is part of God's redemption for the women. Na hindi lang tayo in the receiving end, kundi tayo are able to give and to give our services in every special way we can. In every age, no, kung aaralin lamang po natin ang kwento ng mga kababaihan, no, itong nagdaang March 8, no po, ay sinelebrate ang International Women's Day. And we see a lot of advocacies at mga pinaglalaban ng mga grupong kababaihan about their own vision and, sabi ko nga po, advokasya. Pero ano nga ba ang ating advokasya sa church? Ano nga ba ang meron tayo? Wala pong iba kung hindi ang Panginoong Jesus, ang kanyang redemption at ang kanyang kingdom to advance in all ages, in every age. There were women who shaped church history. Kilala natin ang mga kalalakihan like Martin Luther at ang iba pang mga magigiting na mga kalalakihan who really, sabihin natin, the fathers of the Reformation age. But you know what? There were also women who shaped church in history. There was this message, no, ni Pastor Al, what's in a name? What's in your name? What's in a name? Yan. And meron siyang tanong, are you happy with your name? Hindi ako makataas ng kamay. Alam niyo naman po na kami po ay nagse-celebrate ng 3 birthdays. Ano ba yan? 3 women in 1 birthday. So, si nanay ko ay Felisa. Si Abriel ay Felicia. Ako po ay Felicitas. So, yung nag-iisa ko pong ninang sa Binyag, ang pangalan din po ay Felicitas. So, pag simula nung nag-aaral ako, bata ako hanggang college, inaalam ko ano ba ibig sabihin ng Felicitas, Felicity, o siguro joyful, happy. Yan. So, what's in a name? So, parang it doesn't sound cute, it doesn't sound pretty, hanggang sa makita mo na lang sino yung sitas, diba? Allow me na lang po, Women's Day naman. Okay. But you know, sa akin pong pagbabasa, I was really amazed and God really surprised me. Now, I am proud of my name, Nanay. Proud na ako sa pangalan ko, Felicitas. Bakit po? Alam niyo ba, noong AD 230, no? The early age na ito, 3rd century, mayroon pong nabuhay na 2 babae na naging martyrs for Jesus. The name of the first woman was Perpetua and the other one is Felicitas. Sige po. Wow. Whew. Alam niyo po ba, allow me just to tell their short story, pero assignment ko po ito sa inyo. Kindly research their story, maiiyak po kayo. Gusto ko lamang pong banggitin ng ilang bahagi ng kanilang kwento. Si Perpetua po ay master ni Felicitas. Si Felicitas ay slave o tagalingkod para kay Perpetua. Dumating ang matinding pagliliglig or persecution in the AD 230 or 3rd century na kapag ka ikaw ay nalabang Kristiyano, talagang ikaw ay papakain sa leon, sa tigre, gugutumin at papatayin. Kung hindi mo ma-survive, kung hindi ka mamatay sa kulong, sa dilim, sa gutom, sa leon, sa tigre, ikaw ay puputulan ng ulo. That's how cruel yung pagiging Kristiyano na matuklasan at ikaw ay ipapapatay. So sa madaling salita, natuklasan po na si Perpetua at si Felicitas ay Kristiyano. Mayaman po si Perpetua. At yung kanya pong tatay ay kinuha ng mga guardia, soldiers. At sa harapan po ng mga tao, sinabi na, kung hindi mo itatakwil si Jesus, papatayin namin ang tatay mo. To cut the long story short, hindi po tinakwil ni Perpetua ang kanyang ama. Sa harapan po noon, ay naparusahan ng kanyang ama at namatay. When the court asked, are you a Christian? She would answer, yes, I am. Yes, I am. Si Felicitas during that time was pregnant. At nakulong po sila. So sa kanyang pangamba, hindi naman siguro siya parurusahan kasi buntis siya. So good thing, the Lord answered her prayer at nakapanganak po si Felicitas sa loob ng prison cell. At dun po sa prison cell na yon, hindi po yun maliwanag at talaga pong malalim po yun at parang kuweba. Nung nakapanganak na po si Felicitas, mayroon na pong umampon na couple Christian sa kanyang baby. Why? Because she's doomed to die. She's doomed to death. So her child was born while she was in prison, but promptly, no po, adopted by a couple Christian. At habang nakakulong sila, alam niyo po, unstoppable si Perpetua because she was able to win the jailer during that time in their final days. In their execution, you will see in that picture, na doon po sila sa parang arena, amphitheater. ang bawat pinapatay po doon dahil kay Kristo ay pinapanood. Bago po sila patayin, kung ito man ay sa armas, sila po muna ay ipapatapon sa gitna ng amphitheater at sabi po dito, pinalabas po yung heifer. Alam niyo po yung heifer, talagang kakainin ka dito, papatayin ka, susuwagin ka. And mapapansin daw po that while these two women were in the amphitheater, nagtutulungan pa daw po si Perpetua at si Felicitas kapag po daw po talagang inattack ng heifer, they will help each other and they will kiss each other. And they will encourage one another. Actually, before pa daw po pumunta sa amphitheater, itong dalawa na to, they were singing hymns and praising God, no? Facing death. Subalit sa dulo, hindi po namatay si Perpetua sa heifer, sa attack ng heifer. Nung siya ay mamamatay na at hindi nga siya mamatay-matay because of the heifer attack, siya po ay gigilitan. At halos hindi rin po siya mapatay nung soldier. At si Perpetua po mismo ang tumulong pa sa kanya so that finally she could give her life to God. So both of these women were executed. They exchange a final kiss of peace with each other. And all is well because God is with them. And Jesus is the reason, was the reason for their life. Kaya amazing women who love Jesus till the end, till death. Kaya isipin natin, ano bang nagpapahirap sa atin when we serve God today? Hirap na po ba tayo sa mga discipleship? Hirap na po ba tayo sa evangelism? Sa follow-up? Nahihirapan ba tayo kasi hindi tayo magkasundo ng leader at disciple relationship? Nahihirapan ba tayo kasi ang daming mga readings? May mga meetings? But come to think of it, no? Wala pa tayo dito, mayroon nang nagbuwis ng dugo para po manatili ang kapangyarihan ng banal na spirito among the women. That women, no? We cannot be silent. We can always be loud and we can always give our best to God for a reason, for our advocacy, for our vision. And that is only Jesus. Nothing more, nothing less, nothing else. Amen. And came the 18th century women. Kung makikita po natin sa 18th century women, marami tayong hinahangaan dyan, and one of which na hinahangaan ko ay si Susanna Wesley. Then 19th century came and we see Mother Teresa and many other women. But there is one woman that I would like to highlight no po, in the story, in the history of powerful women in God, in the vision of God, loving God. And she is Fanny Crosby. Si Fanny Crosby po ay queen of gospel songwriters. Alam niyo po kung gaano karaming hymns ang naisulat niya? Over 9,000 hymns. All her life, nakasulat po siya ng 9,000 awit. Nakasulat din po siya ng 4 libro ng mga tula. At nagkaroon din po siya ng 2 best-selling autobiographies. At marami din po siyang mga tula pang isinulat. Pero bakit ganito hina-highlight ang dami ng nasulat, ang daming nalikhang awitin at mga tula ni Fanny Crosby? You know why? Because she was blind. 6 years old pa lang siya, bulag na siya. Sa kahirapan ng buhay, napunta sila sa isang maling doktor. At yung maling doktor na yon ang nagbigay sa kanila ng, yun nga po, resulta ng pagkabulag ni Fanny Crosby. So, maagang namatay po ang kanyang ama at naiwan siya sa kanyang grandmother and mother. Alam niyo po, 6 years old pa lang si Fanny Crosby. her grandmother taught her the Pentateuch. What is Pentateuch? The first five books in the Old Testament. At ang sabi doon, hindi lang tinuro sa kanya yung Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Ang sabi sa kwento, kabisado ni Fanny Crosby ang Pentateuch. Genesis 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth, hanggang dun lang ako. Yun. Not only that, kabisado ni Fanny Crosby ang Gospels. Ano yung Gospels? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Kabisado ni Fanny Crosby ang Proverbs. Tayo, favorite natin yung Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. At yun lang, at wala ng iba. Fanny Crosby memorized Song of Solomon and many psalms. That's why she was able to compose over 9,000 hymns. Grabe. Tayo, 8 chapters lang. Hindi pa natin matapos. She went to New York para pumag-aral sa Institute for the Blind. Nakapag-asawa si Fanny Crosby. Kapatid, huwag mong maliitin ang sarili mo. Even the blind, no? God had his special desire for Fanny Crosby. At hindi lang po siya nagkaroon ng asawa, nagkaanak po siya. Tatlo ang kanilang mga anak. Nakapag-aral po siya. At hindi lang po siya nakapag-aral, nakapagturo din po siya. Kahit siya ay bulag. At yung pong asawa niya, si Alexander Van Eisden, siya po ang co-writer ng pinaka-famous na hymn and one of my favorite hymns of Fanny Crosby, Blessed Assurance. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song. Parang kasarap kasing kantahin. So, sabi po niya, if I had a choice, I would still choose to remain blind. For when I die, the first face I will ever see will be the face of my blessed Savior. Fanny Crosby is only one of the women who shaped Christianity in our history. But here in Crossroads Church, we delight and we take honor because hindi po napapahuli ang Crossroads Church raising up women. In 1970s, we had Ate Lita Godoy, and we honor her. We acknowledge her that she contributed to the pioneer work of Crossroads Church. Can we give God bless the best clap offering of praise for Ate Lita's life? Naabutan ko pa po siya. Siya po ang nagturo sa akin ng New Believers Class 101 hanggang Baptismal Class at hanggang ako po ay mabaptize. She graduated in Phoebus in the late 1970s and she discipled men and women in the 80s and one of them is Pastor Alter Mulo. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. And the rest is history. With this spirit of inclusion and empowerment in discipleship, we desire the women's ministry to flourish. And now, today, in 21st century, wow, the Lord blessed Crossroads Church with women leaders, alive, dynamic, under the authority of the Holy Spirit, blessing us with these women. Pwede po bang palakpakan natin ang lahat ng women life group leaders, the mentors in the house? Salamat sa inyong mga buhay. And later, we will get to know and hear from the mentors. Salamat po sa inyo. Alam niyo po ba ang Women's International theme for 2024? Ang tema po ng ating pagdiriwang ng kababaihan sa taon na ito para sa buong mundo ay inclusion to inspire. Tama po. And now I would like to adopt it as I share to you po the message of the Lord entitled Included to Inspire. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, you are included. Sa kabila, you are included. Sa Tagalog, kasali ka. Kasali po tayong lahat. Pero mayroong saysay ang ating pagkasali. And that is to inspire. So inclusion to inspire, that's the theme for the 2024 Women International Women's Celebration. But today, here in the church, we will be discussing included to inspire. Ang atin pong talata ay matatagpuan teksto sa Titus chapter 2, 3 to 5. Inaanyayahan ko po ang lahat ay tumayo. And let us all read the Word of God. Titus 2, 3 to 5. At pagkatapos po ng English version, ang mga kababaihan po ang magbabasa ng Tagalog version. Are you ready to read the Word of God? Amen. Let us all read Titus 2, 3 to 5 from the New Living Translation. Go. Similarly, teach the older women to live in a way that honors God. They must not slander others or be heavy drinkers. Instead, they should teach others what is good. These older women must train the younger women to love their husbands and their children, to live wisely and be pure, to work in their homes, to do good, and to be submissive to their husbands. Then they will not bring shame on the word of God. Mga kababaihan, tayo pong lahat sa Tagalog. Sabihin mo sa mga nakatatandang babae na sila'y mamuhay ng may kabanalan. Huwag maninirang puri at huwag malulong sa alak, kundi magturo ng mabuti upang maakay nilang mga kabataang babae na mahalin ng kanilang mga asawa at mga anak. Ang mga kabataang ito'y kailangan ding turuan na maging makatuwiran, malinis ang isipan, masipag sa gawaing bahay, mabait at masunuri sa kanilang asawa, upang walang masabi ang sinuman laban sa salita ng Diyos ng dahil sa kanila. God bless the reading of His Word. We can now take our seats. Today we will be discussing 2 points plus a postscript. Pwede po ba yon? So we will be discussing the basic reasons why women's ministry is included in the church. At ang pangalawa, how can women inspire? At postscript, isali natin ang mga lalaki, ano naman po ang inyong bahagi para sa women's ministry? Inclusion to inspire, included to inspire. I am included to inspire. Every woman in the house is included to inspire. So tignan po natin dito, tatlong kadahilanan, bakit po nasabi na ang mga kababaihan in the, or ang gawain para sa mga kababaihan ay kasali sa loob ng church. Number one, women's ministry is redemptive. Women's ministry is redemptive. Nakita po natin dito, sabi ni Paul kay Titus, turuan mo ang mga nakatatandang babae na sila'y mamuhay ng may kabanalan. Huwag maninirang puri at huwag malululong sa alak, kundi magturo ng mabuti, di ba? Yun yung sabi sa Tagalog. And then sa English, teach the older women to live in a way that honors God. And then, ano naman daw po ang ituturo sa mga younger women? To love their husbands, to live wisely and be pure, to work in their homes, to do good, and to be submissive to their husbands. Grabe si Paul, no? Talagang pati hanggang kay Titus, hindi tinatantanan ng mga kababaihan ay maging mapagmahal sa kanilang mga asawa. No? Pero makita natin dito, why this women's ministry, or why is women's ministry redemptive? Dito sa church, meron tayong women's ministry. Meron tayong mga gawain para sa mga kababaihan. Ang tawag dito, ang patungkol dito, tayo daw po ay redemptive. Ibig sabihin, nakakapagbago ng buhay, nakakapagligtas. So you see here, we all have our former life. Lahat tayo may dating buhay. Lahat tayo may kahapon. Lahat tayo may pangit na kwento ng buhay natin. At lahat tayo may pangit na katangian. No? At nais ng Panginoon ma-redeem yun. Nais ng Panginoon mabago yun. So, yung pagiging babae natin ay hindi siya maging weak. Hindi siya maging mahina. Na lagi tayong sugatan, lagi tayong inaapi, lagi tayong nakakalimutan, o tayo parang basahan, ituring. Ayaw ng Diyos na yun lang ang kwento mo. Gusto ng Diyos na i-redeem ka doon. Gusto ng Diyos bigyan ng saysay ang bawat salaysay ng buhay mo. No? At yung saysay at salaysay ng buhay natin ay maging salaysayin ng buhay ng Panginoon sa atin. That we realize is true redemption. And how can we have it? Hindi po natin magagawa ang lahat ng ito sa pulpito with one pastor taking care of hundreds of women in the house. So we really need older women to take care of the younger women. So it is redemptive. No? Na kung dati mayroon tayong mga marites, mare, anong latest? Ngayon, binago na ng Panginoon. May marites pa rin, pero mare, i-testify mo na yan. Diba? Meron tayong mga marisol, mga maring tagasulsol. No? O nga, tingnan mo nga siya. O diba, ganyan nga siya. Yan yung mga old life natin. Pero pag tayo na-redeem na ng Panginoon at sumama na tayo sa life group and discipleship journey natin, si Marisol na tagasulsol ay naging Maresol win na tayo. Diba? So ito ang nais po natin, that women will never leave, no, na para tayong, we're always on the end. And we're always weak. And we celebrate our weakness. No, we celebrate our strength, the strength of God in our weakness. Yes, mahina ako, pero bakit ko ito nagagawa? Only because of the strength of God. And how can we realize that? When we have the women's ministry, and women's ministry is not a club. It's not a Rotary club. It's not a fundraising club. It's not an organization. It's an organism. It's a group of women, no? Bringing ourselves to God towards right relationship with Him. And there makita natin, wow, transformation is becoming possible. Sino po dito sa mga kababaihan dito na nabago ang buhay ninyo, syempre ng Panginoon, pero ang laking tulong sa inyo ng women's ministry. Pwede po bang taas lang ang kamay? Hindi ko po kayo pag-i-speakin. Wow! Praise God! Palakpakan po natin ang Panginoon! Amen! So we need to be redeemed. And not, no, na talagang makita lang natin yung limitasyon natin araw-araw, kundi makita natin yung potentials natin, yung kapangyarihan natin in the Word of the Lord. Tama na po ang paniniwala sa kasinungalingan at pandaraya ni Satanas that women are weak, women are nothing, women are second class. No! The Word of God says women are created by God, women are princesses of the Lord, women are redeemed, empowered, and co-heir with Christ. Amen? Palakpakan po natin ang mga pangakong ito ng Diyos. And you know, there is a great need. Napakalaki po ng pangangailangan ng women's ministry upang mas marami pang makapasok ng mga kababaihan sa presensya ng Panginoon. Let's make room for others. Therefore, ito pong women's ministry is redemptive. Hindi po ito tayo-tayo lang. Tayo para sa iba. Amen? Nais po natin buksan ang ministeryo na ito ng mga kababaihan para sa mga kabataang babae, sa mga single women, sa mga solo women, sa mga widows that all need Christ. And tayo naka-experience ng freedom. Alam niyo daw po, ang totoong malayang babae, nakakahawa. Ito ang sabi ni Henry Nouwen. When you are interiorly free, you call others to freedom, whether you know it or not. Freedom attracts wherever it appears. Minsan ang iniisip natin, yung ministry ay dapat marunong ka magsalita, magaling ka makisalamuha, magsalita ka, mag-share ka. That's superficial. Kailangan natin yon, but it's not everything. It's just part of the story of the women's ministry. But you know, tayong pinalaya ng Panginoon, kagaya ng Samaritana? Do you still remember the story of Jesus and the Samaritan woman? Hindi ba contained ng Samaritan woman that she was able to meet the Messiah? That the Messiah knew her. No, kilala siya ng Messiah mula sa kalahat ng kanyang istorya at kwento. Pero siya'y pinatawad. Siya'y nilinis at siya'y niligtas. And then ang ginawa ng Samaritan woman, takbo siya sa village. Ito sabi ng mga disciples kay Jesus, Jesus, hindi ka pa kumakain. Alas tres na. Kumain ka na. Sabi ng Panginoong Jesus, my food is to do the will of the one who sent me. Look, the harvest is coming. Tumatakbo yung babae, pabalik kay Jesus. Pero nung pabalik siya kay Jesus, hindi lang siya mag-isa. Buong village kasama ng Samaritan woman coming to Christ. That's freedom. You cannot contain it. Kaya ang pag-share ng gospel, ang paghahayag ng kabutihan ng Diyos, hindi po requirement para tayo makapasok sa ministry. The numbers of the people you want to Christ would not determine na kasama ka sa women's ministry or sa men's ministry. The number of women you win to Christ is the evidence that you truly are freed by God. Bakit may naliligtas? Bakit may nai-inspire? Bakit mayroong kumikilala sa Panginoon mula sa iyong buhay? Kasi nakita nila si Jesus sa iyo. And your life is a life of freedom. Number two, women's ministry acts on appropriateness. Everybody say with me, appropriateness. One more time, appropriateness. Yung pong appropriateness ay pagkabagay. Bumabagay. Yung appropriateness ay napapanahon, nababagay, walang alangan. So kaya tayo merong women's ministry is to follow the word of God. From Paul to Titus, ito yung admonition niya. Similarly, teach the older women to live in a way that honors God. Sino po ang kausap ni Paul? Si Titus. Sino si Titus? Pastor. Saan po siya nagpa-pastor? Dito sa lugar na ito, kung saan, nandito po ang mga kababaihan. And let's take a look at the graph, the diagram that I would like to explain to you. So, from the Lord Jesus Christ, we see Paul. Si Paul, siya yung global mentor, discipler ni Titus. Titus is the pastor right now in this church. And then, ang sabi po sa kanya, Titus, you are also a pastor and a teacher. Mula po sa Titus chapter 2, turuan mo ang older men. Turuan mo ang older women. Turuan mo ang younger men. And then the slaves. Now, when we hear the word older, younger, hindi naman po ito nangangahulugan lamang ng edad. Parang sinasabi, Titus, turuan mo ang mga senior citizens na lalaki, senior citizens na mga kababaihan. That could be one, no? Physically, physiologically, biologically, you aged by your age, your years. So kasama ka sa older, pero it doesn't necessarily follow. Kasi baka may edad ka, pero bago ka palang kumilala sa Panginoon. The older men and the older women dito, mas ang leaning dito yung deep in the Lord. Everybody say with me, deep. Deep. Meron ka ng edad, marami, binilang mo na yung edad mo, pero binilang mo din yung edad mo sa pagkakilala sa Panginoon. You have that credential to be called older women and older men because of your depth in your faith. No? Marami sa atin ang gusto maging leader. Marami sa atin ang gusto magkaroon ng ministry. Pero ang tanong, are you deep? Are you strong? Tanungin niyo po ako, why? Bakit tinatanong, are you deep, are you strong? Because you will be dealing with people. We will be dealing with people. Ang ministry ay patungkol sa tao. Hindi po ito bagay. Ito po ay patungkol sa tao. And What's in people? People are messy. People are cruel sometimes. People are selfish. People are prideful. Kung hindi ka deep, kung hindi ka strong, kahit leader ka, may tag ka na leader ka, may nakasama ka sa group mo na prideful, hahatakin ka. Pero if you are deep and you are strong and your life is really showing a life of integrity in the Lord, kahit yung close friend mo na bubuhay sa kasalanan o pinipiling mabuhay sa kasalanan, ikaw na nakaangkla sa Panginoon, malaki ang chance that you can redeem her back to God. So dito natin pinag-uusapan yung essence, the substance of being an older man and older woman in the house. At hindi po yun madali. Kaya merong pastor, hindi ganap, hindi sapat, na older ka, matagal ka na sa church, o marami ka ng training, o marami ka ng alam, o marami kang tao, tapos na, ikaw nang bahala. You still need a pastor. You still need a shepherd. That's why the pinnacle of our pastor, the shepherd of all, is Jesus Christ. Ibig sabihin, you still submit to the Lord. You listen to Him, and you follow Him. So here's the dynamics. Ngayon ang tanong, kung makikita nyo sa diagram natin, babalik tayo sa diagram, yung older women, tuturuan ni Titus. Pero yung younger women, tuturuan na ng older women. It becomes now women to women. Older women to younger women. Now ang tanong, kung ako younger women dito, young adult, single, hindi ba ako pwedeng makalapit kay Pastor Al? Hindi ba ako pwedeng makapag-counsel kay Pastor Al? Look at the story. Look at the thing here. Bakit it's the older women who ministers to the younger women? Verse 5 of chapter 2, so that no one will malign the word of God. Verse 8, so that those who oppose you may be ashamed because they have nothing bad to say about us. And verse 10, so that in every way they will make the teaching about God our Savior attractive. So makita po natin dito in the diagram the safetiness of having the women's ministry, not only to protect our pastor, but also to protect the men in the house. Alam niyo po ba yun? Lalo na sa mga young adults, sa mga kabataan na nandito, the younger women in the house, meron kayong mga tinatawag na boyfriends. Hindi kayo mag-boyfriend as in, you have mutual understanding that you love each other and you want to spend the rest of your time, your life together. Actually, marami kayong boyfriends. At yung mga boyfriends na yon, doon yung sinasabi yung mga problema ninyo. Not only your personal problem, but even nasasabi nyo yung problema nyo sa ibang tao. And sometimes naman, on the other way around, the boyfriend naman would make pasok naman to the younger women and sila naman ang mag-a-advise. Does it happen, young people? Tumatango kayo, ha? You see that? Dahil sa friendship with the opposite sex, we do the ministry na unnecessarily and irrelevantly, inappropriately. So the Word of God shows to us bakit may women's ministry. So that we can have this appropriate action toward one another. Pero para ba yun sa'yo? Kaya ka ba binabawalan kasi masungit sa'yo? Kaya ka ba binabawalan kasi nagsiselos dahil asawa ng pastor? We should know the Word of God. Na habang naglilingkod tayong lahat sa Panginoon, maalagaan natin ang testimony ng bawat isa. More than being partners in life, we are sisters and brothers in Christ. Sana yun ang maging tingin natin. And therefore, kung ito yung diagram, you don't come across anywhere. You know where you are. At kung yung younger men in the house, the boys in the house, may problema kayo, younger men, kanino kayo pupunta? Kay ate, kay kuya? Ay, sorry, kay ate, kay Diche, kay Sanse? Kanino kayo pupunta? Younger men in the house, you have a problem. Kanino kayo pupunta? Following the diagram, based on the scripture, may I ask the cameraman? Jedrick? Kay Pastor? Titus. Right? Yun eh. Ngayon, kung si Titus, si Pastor Titus, meron din siyang yun nga, older men, pwede niyang ipagkatiwala. Older men in the house, kanino tayo pupunta kapag tayo may problema sa ating asawa? We go to our pastor. Older women, now older women right now, so this is one of the reasons bakit ako tinawag ng Panginoon marahil to become pastor, pastora, primarily among the women. So, you see here, ngayon ang tanong, bakit hindi makalapit ang babae sa pastor? Bakit hindi makalapit ang babae, younger women, to the older men or to the younger men? Bakit hindi pa pwede yung mga older women go to the boys? Usong-uso yan ngayon. Bakit? Because there is this appropriateness. And ang sinabi doon, so that they will live wisely and pure. Whew. Ito ang sabi ng Panginoon. Kaya when we look at women's ministry, hindi po ito basta-basta lang na samahan ng mga magagandang babae. This is power. Everybody say with me, power. Power. One more time, yung may power. Power. Lahat ng mga kababaihan, everybody say with me, power. This is about power. We engage with the hell and overcome hell. All the weapons, all the lahat na mga flaming arrows si Satanas laban sa ating lahat. We stand against it. Kaya ang mga kababaihan, hindi lamang sila matulungin, hindi lamang sila mapanalanginin, kundi the women are rising up to guard the house of the Lord, the men in the house, so that they can also live in wisdom and purity. Magtulungan po tayo. And you see here, dalawang pinapaturo, older women in the house, leaders, mentors, turuan natin ang mga younger, dalawang bagay, good behavior and godly roles. Dalawang bagay, next slide. Good behavior and godly roles. Sa good behavior, transforming bad to good. I-build natin, i-nurture natin. Kung nabaptize na, lumang pagkatao ay wala na, alagaan natin so that the new life will be built up in the Lord. Yun, hindi ka na manginginom. Hindi ka na nagchichismis. Diba? Hindi ka na mapanirang puri. Binabago ka ng Diyos sa tuwinan. Good behavior. Bantayan natin yan. Godly roles. Yung atin pong mga domestic life, no? In marriage, in parenting, work in homes, housekeeping. Yun yung gusto natin maging example tayo, di ba? Siguro one of my struggles talaga po, graduate po ako ng Family Life and Child Development in UP under the Home Economics Department. And I really love the housekeeping. I really love home management. Pero yan ang isa sa mga struggles ko na hindi ko pa po mapangyari sa amin pong sariling bahay. Why? Because our house is talagang confined po, maliit lang yung space at marami po kami doon. And doon ako tinuturuan ng Panginoon. But you know, I really want sana, no, that women in the house, you can come to our house, and I want to see you, and I want to tell you, oh, this is how I organize my clothes, this is how I do the laundry, and this is how I prepare food. Woo! Wish ko yun! Kasi I don't want to teach lang by words. I want to teach by example. Pero babalik ako doon. What God had intended to me right now is a small house, a little house in the ferry. So kung yun lang ang binigay sa akin ng Panginoon, linisin ko pa din, ayusin ko pa din, ipaghanda ko pa din ang masarap na pagkain ng aking pamilya. And yeah, maging maayos. And yun, maging confident. Pero sana naman po, kung pupunta kayo sa bahay namin, magpaabiso po kayo. Para naman po, makapaghanda rin po ako. Not to make linis, dahil hindi ako naglilinis. Pero mapaghandaan ko po kayo. Amen? Huwag niyo po ako i-surprise, dahil talagang masusurprise kayo. Are you learning? Number three reason, women's ministry ushers the women to respond to life's calling. Alam niyo po ba na may mga panawagan tayo? May mga tumatawag sa atin, napakaraming tumatawag sa atin. Ayun, kagaya ngayon, tawag sa telepono, kausap niyo ngayon, yung kliyente niyo, natatagpuin niyo mamaya. O kaya yung mga partners ninyo sa mga events na gagawin ninyo. Oh, you have a lot of things in mind na tumatawag sa inyo. But generally, primarily, women in the house and even men, meron po tayong primary life's calling na dapat malinaw sa atin kung sino yung tumatawag sa atin, ano yung mga tawag na dapat mong sagutin. Hindi lahat ng tawag sinasagot. Sagutin mo lang yung tawag na alam mong galing sa Diyos. Apat, number one. Kung makikita po natin dito, sorry, balik lang tayo sa text, sabi dito, teach the older women to live in a way that honors God. Everybody say with me, God. Number two, sabi dito, they should teach others. Everybody say, others. Number three, meron po sinasabi dito, husbands, children. And number four, not to bring shame on the word of God. Apat na pangunahing tawag sa atin ng Panginoon. Number one is calling unto God. Next slide. So meron tayong panawagan sa Panginoon. That's our love for God. That's our honor for God. May tawag tayo every Sunday. May panawagan tayo. Sino tumatawag sa atin dito? Sino nag-i-invite sa atin dito every Sunday? Crossroad Media ba? Ang tumatawag sa atin dito every Sunday is God. Anong sabi niya? Nandito na ako. Anak, I will be in Crossroad Church. I will be attending Crossroad Church, the 9 a.m. service, but I'm gonna be there 8 a.m. What time are you coming? To love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our strength. You know, Anna the prophetess? Si Anna po, isa sa magandang kwento ng mga kababaihan sa Biblia. 80 years old po siya nung nakita niya yung Messiah. Baby Jesus, she carried the Messiah in her arms. Simula po nung nagkaisip si Anna and she had learned about the coming of the Messiah, hindi na po siya umalis sa templo. You know anong ginagawa niya sa templo? Araw-araw nandun siya sa temple. Kasi it was prophesied in Isaiah that the Messiah would come, no? And that talagang he will teach and he will speak in the temple, no? So it was prophesied. So inaabangan po iyan ni Anna the prophetess. And every day, simula po nung nabalo din siya, hindi na po siya umalis. Dalawang bagay ang ginagawa niya when she is in the temple. Worship God and pray. Worship God and pray. Worship God and pray. Hanggang 80 taon, she waited for Jesus. And then finally, she saw Jesus up close and personal. That's loving God. Meron ka bang hinihintay? Ano bang panawagan ng Diyos sa iyo? Ano ba ang gusto mong mangyari sa buhay mo na ibibigay ng Diyos sa iyo? That's God's calling for you. Pero saan kanya natatagpuan? I hope you can respond with all your heart, soul, and mind, and strength to God. Number two, there is a calling to our family to be a helpmeet and submit to our husband and to take care of the household. Mga singles in the house, advanced learning kayo. So, lagi ang mga kalalakihan dito, tinuturuan tayo magmahal sa ating mga asawa, mga lalaki, magmahal sa asawa, mga babae, to respect the husband. No? Pero habang bata pa kayo, saan ninyo huhubugin ang pag-ibig na ito? I have a question for the young people. Paano nyo paghahandaan ang pamumuhay bilang may asawa? Pera ba? Bahay ba? Trabaho ba? Alam nyo kung saan? Kahilera ng Ephesians chapter 5. Husbands, love your wives. Wives, submit to your husband. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. That's the foundation. So that you can see your life blessed by God. Young people in the house, children in the house. Gusto nyo ng isang mapayapa at mayabong na buhay, obey your parents in the Lord. Kahit makita mo na may mali ang magulang mo, may nakita kang maling ginawa ng magulang mo, you cannot be another parent to your parents. Hindi mo sila pwedeng pagsalitaan, murahin, or anything, saktan. Because the command of God for you is to obey them and to love them and respect them. Honor your father. And then we have the calling to church. Calling to church. This is not activity. Calling to church is about advancing the kingdom of God. The why we are here. Bakit ba tayo nandito? Church service? Church service? No, it's superficial. We're not here because of the church service. We are here to advance the kingdom of God. Nandito tayo para i-advance yung kaharian ng Diyos, di ba? Mapasa amin ang kaharian mo dito sa lupa gaya ng sa langit. And sino mag-a-advance nun? It's the church. And what power do we have? That even the gates of hell cannot prevail against us. Takot na takot tayo pag may nadidemon possess. Takot na takot tayo kapag mayroong nawawala sa sarili. Pero we are the church. Kapag ka ang tingin mo service lang, kapag ka ang tingin mo tulong lang, kapag ka ang tingin mo sa church organization lang, ang dami mong namimiss. We are called unto this church, not to gather on a Sunday service, but to advance the kingdom of God. So we go on a mission, we go on testimony, witnessing. Pagpunta mo doon sa workplace mo, ikaw lang ang Christian, pero ikaw gumagawa ka ng tapat. Mayroon kang sariling business, lahat ginagawa mo ng maayos, at wala kang tinatago. You are a church. In this world, that's your calling. That's your calling. And then we have a call unto self. We need to be aware who we are. At sana makilala natin ang ating mga sarili the way God knows us. That's the thesis of emotionally healthy woman. Kapag ka nakilala mo ang sarili mo the way God knows you, wow, you are the most confident person on earth. Pagka napaniwalaan mo na pinatawad ka ng Diyos, pinalaya ka ng Diyos, at walang halong kasinungalingan ang pag-ibig niya sa'yo, ikaw ang pinakamalayang babae sa balat ng lupa. You need to be aware of who you are in the eyes of the Lord. And when you know it, you're aware that you're loved, you're redeemed, you're taken care of, you're so special, magkakaroon ka ng tamang self-management. You have the self-awareness and then you will have the self-management na ano? Hindi ka gagawa ng mga bagay para i-please ang tao. You are not after the appreciation and affirmation of people. But you are always rested Because you do things for God, in God, and with God. Number two, how can we inspire? Women, how can we inspire? Tatlong bagay mula sa Titus 2:3-5. Similarly, teach the older women to live in a way that honors God. Number one, how can we inspire women? And we, men, and you, men, and all of us, live honorably. Live honorably. Kaya nga po, meron tayo dito eh. First, honor. Live honorably. Live honorably. Bigyan mo ng halaga ang pangalan na dinadala mo. You are not your own. You are bought with a price. Kapag sinabi mong, I am a believer of Christ, you are a believer of Christ. You carry His name. And you live by example. Proverbs 31:26 says, she speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction is on her tongue. We are a work on progress. Marami sa atin, mas nauuna. Hindi lang tayo maraming vocabularies, no? Women, yung mga vocabularies din natin, masasakit. Masakit tayong magsalita, masakit tayong makitungo, pero ang isang babae na nabubuhay ng mayroong karangalan sa Panginoon, chooses her words. Pinipili ang salita. At kapag ka ito ay lalabas sa kanyang dila, pinag-isipan niyang mabuti, pinanalangin niyang mabuti, faithful instruction is on her tongue. Number two, how can we inspire others? Love sincerely. Pagka po sinabing sincerely, totoo, walang halong kasinungalingan. Pagbalik-baliktarin mo man ng itsura, tapat, totoo, dalisay. Love your husband, love your children, love others. Be wise and be pure. Patiently working in home. Yung pagtatrabaho natin, mga kababaihan, yung mga mommies dito na nag-serve sa mga pamilya nila, yung mga teachers na mga kababaihan na tapos na yung working hours, nagtutuloy-tuloy pa rin. Sabi dito, yung pagtatrabaho natin na yun, dapat naka-found siya, nakatanim siya sa pag-ibig. And love is not a feeling. Love is a person. Love is a person. Pagka sinabi mong mahal kita, ipakita mo. You are love. Really, you are love. Paano ko nasabing, ay talaga, nakita ko na ang pag-ibig, naramdaman ko na ang pag-ibig. Bakit? Nakita kita, you are so patient. Nakita kita, you are so kind. No, you are not rude. You are not self-seeking. No, you take care of me. You are so generous. Ay, nakita ko na yung love. Ayan nga yung love. And do it sincerely. Do it sincerely. I always have this illustration that whenever Jesus would come into my house, whenever Jesus would come into our house, actually, we want Jesus to be in our house every day, every moment. Ano kayang conversation ang naririnig niya? Ano kayang mga salita? Ano kayang nababasa niya sa ating mga chat rooms? Ano kaya ang nakikita niya sa Netflix? Ano kaya ang napapanood niya sa YouTube? Ano kaya ang nakikita niya sa TikTok? Nating lahat. If Jesus would be in our home, if Jesus would be in our life group, if Jesus would be in this church, is love present? Love must be sincere. Not only in loving our husband and our children, no, but also taking care of the household. Mga kababaihan, dapat talaga, wow, you cover everything eh. Pero when we cover all the bases, that should be on the basis of love. Nothing more, nothing less, nothing else. Remember Susanna Wesley? 17 ang anak niya. 17. May namatay pa po yatang dalawa, tatlo. 17 ang anak niya. Kapag ka nagkagulo-gulo na talaga at hindi niya na ma-manage ang kanyang tahanan, and she was lost and ubus na yung kanyang pasensya, alam niyo ginagawa ni Susanna Wesley? Naglalagay siya ng supot sa ulo niya. She covers her head. At ang sign nun, ang code nun sa kanyang mga anak, when Susanna Wesley puts on the supot in her head, ang ibig sabihin nun, Mommy is praying to God. My mother is seeking God's help. So sana po makita natin ito, that we love sincerely. Proverbs 31:11-12, her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Crossroad women are masisipag na babae. Amen? Walang tamad. Bawal ang tamad sa mga kababaihan dito sa church. Number three, and this will be the last, love confidently. Tumawa po tayo, hindi po yung tumawa ng walang saysay. Bakit tayo makakatawa? Sabi po dito ni Titus, ni Paul kay Titus verse 5, then they will not bring shame, give the verse, then they will not bring shame on the word of God. No shame, no guilt, nothing to hide, nothing to fear. Bakit tayo makakatawa? Bakit tayo masaya? Siyempre, di ba, tumatawa ka kasi masaya ka. Mahirap naman yung tumatawa ka tapos wala namang saya, no? Pero minsan natatawa tayo na may iyak, something like that. Pero what makes us laugh confidently? Pag wala tayong tinatago, wala tayong hiya, wala tayong shame, wala tayong guilt. Kasi pinalayang tunay. Sino magsasabi sa yung pinalaya kang tunay? Sino magsasabi? Sino ang nagsasabi nun? Di ba it's Jesus, it's the Lord? In the Bible, in Romans, sino mang pinalaya ng Diyos ay malayang ganap? Ibig sabihin, ganap, totoo, tunay, kompleto. Pero minsan, di ba nalalaglag yun eh? Kasi kapag ka nag-away kayong mag-asawa, di kayo nagkasundo ng mga anak mo, meron kang mga heartache sa work, parang you're not free. You're gloomy again, you're depressed again, and then affected ka na. You cannot laugh confidently. Why? You're affected by the people's words and mga comments ng tao sa paligid mo. If you are a boss, and you have 10 people under you, and all these 10 people have their voices over you, about you and for you, 10 personality ang ipamumuhay mo. Kaya nawawala tayo sa sarili. Kaya pagtingin natin dun sa bahay, akala mo nandun ka pa sa opisina. Because you wanna please everybody in the work, pagdating mo dun sa church, sa bahay mo, iba ka na. Bakit ka iba? Hindi ka tatay, hindi ka nanay, hindi ka ate, hindi ka kuya. Ang tingin nila, boss ka. Tingin nila, teacher ka. Tingin nila, supervisor. Why? Hindi mo na mapaghiwalay. So we see here, love confidently, Proverbs 31:25, she is clothed with strength and dignity, she can laugh all the days to come. Dito sa women's ministry, dito tinuturuan tayo to be emotionally healthy woman. No, na talagang, wow, I'm getting free, I'm being free from all the words of the tao against me. Salamat, Panginoon. Sino nagsabi noon? It's not Jerry's Cazero. It's God through her in our journey. Amen? So, meron ba dito, women? You want to laugh confidently. Amen? So, yan ay regalo ng Diyos sa atin. So, journey womanhood to live, love, and laugh. Can we repeat it? How can we inspire people to live honorably, to love sincerely, and to laugh confidently? Live, love, laugh. Postscript. What would help the women fulfill their calling? Paano naman kami? Paano naman kaya namin ito marirealize? Women in the house, listen to this, and everyone, this would be the conclusion. What would help the women fulfill their calling? Number one, the infilling of the Holy Spirit. We cannot be mentors, we cannot be leaders, we cannot be the older women who can teach, who are able to train the younger women without the Holy Spirit. I need you, God, more than ever. Each day of my life, I need you, Holy Spirit. Therefore, never ever make a decision mula sa feeling mo lang. Never ever make a comment dahil naisip mo lang. Never ever make an action dahil kailangan na ngayon. Go to your sacred place. Ask God, Lord, what would I do? Fill me. Number two, women, you must obey the Lord, His word. What would help us women fulfill our calling? Our obedience to the word of God. Marami tayong teachings dito sa women's ministry, sa men's ministry. Ang men's ministry, you will go through purpose-driven life. And the women's ministry are going also with another journey. And umpisa pa lang to, marami pa tayong lalakbayin. But the bottom line here, in Crossroad, when you come here, when you go here, isa lang ang salita. It's not the word of the pastor, nor the word of the older men or the older women. It's the word of God. Pupunta kayo sa ibang church, make it a point that the word of God is being preached. And if you allow the word of God to be preached over your life, isa lang ang response nyo, obey it. Sundin. Number three, how and what would help us women fulfill our calling? The support of men. Men in the house, can we hear amen? Ah, pilit na pilit. Okay, the support of men, amen? Okay, women in the house, do we need the support of men? Ay, ayaw, independent. Hindi po yan ang tinuturo ng Lord. Dapat dependent, independent. Women in the house, do we need the support of men? Yes, we need each other. Husbands, love your wife. Do not compete with your wife. Do not control your wife. And also the sons. Look at here, Proverbs 31. Men in the house, her husband can trust her. Do you trust your wife? Thank you. Minsan, pagtiwalaan mo din gumawa ng mali eh. Kasi yun, pagtiwalaan mo naman. Yung pagtiwalaan mo magluto ng adobo. Pagtiwalaan mo maglinis ng bahay. Pagtiwalaan mo. Number two. I'm sorry. Proverbs 31:28. Her husband praises her. When was the last time you praised your wife? Praising, of course, we praise God, but it doesn't mean the word praise ay para lang sa Diyos. Ibig sabihin po dito ng praise is appreciate. Mga kalalakihan, pataas ka po ng kamay, mga asawang lalaki, the gatekeepers in the house. Nagtataas ka, Sam? Ay, hindi, gumanong ka lang. Okay, go isabay eh. Ayun, ayun, o diba? All right. So men in the house, husbands, when was the last time you say beautiful words to your wife? Huh? Oh, sige. Bulungan mo na ngayon. Baka makalimot eh. Can you say something beautiful to your wife? Gatekeepers, can you go to your wife? Oh. Nahiya. Okay. You do this assignment. Bakit? 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 Bakit husband, honor your wife, praise your wife, trust your wife? Kasi 1 Peter 3:7, this is gonna be the warning for you. Basahin ang mga kalalakihan. Ready, go. In the same way, you husbands must give honor to your wives. Treat your wife with understanding as you live together. She may be weaker than you are, but she is your equal partner in God's gift of new life. Treat her as you should. So? Oh, may prayer request kayo. Ang sagot, yung misis nyo. Yun eh. Tumingin ka sa misis mo. Lord, I'm praying this. Sabi ng Panginoon, anak, yung sagot, ang lapit-lapit na oh. Tumingin ka sa wife mo. How do you treat your wife? Kung mahal mong misis mo, you appreciate her, you honor her, ang lapit ng sagot ng Diyos sa'yo. That's for you to take and obey in the Lord. Verse 28, yung children dito, male and female, but I'm calling on the sons, lahat ng anak na lalaki. Shout amen. Okay, your children, your sons, stand and bless her. May I request all the sons in the house, can you please stand up and applause to God for the life of your mom, lahat ng anak na lalaki. Can you clap to your mommy? Palakpakan mo yung mommy mo. Palakpakan mo yung mommy mo. Guwapo ninyo. Okay, thank you. You do it, ha? With standing ovation. Kapag ka masarap ang luto ni mami, nasa hapag kang ganyan. Hapag. Eh, ang sarap. Tumayo ka. Sabi mo, hoo. Palakpakan mo naman yung mami mo. Mami, ang sarap. Amen? That's honoring. And for the rest of the men, Job chapter 31 verse 1. How do we support the women? Job 31:1. Everybody read with me. I made a covenant with my eyes not to look with lust at a young woman. Can we read it together? I made a covenant with my eyes not to look with lust at a young woman. Be very careful how you treat the women. Even in the social media, hindi mo naman kilala. Pero, sinuzoom mo. Hindi mo kilala, pero, you're being entertained. You're being, ano yun? Parang, there's lust when you look at women. Always look at women as God's creation. And when you look at women, na binibenta nila yung katawan nila, pinaglalaruan nila yung mga katawan nila, don't watch it anymore. Pray instead. Because they need God. Women are not slaves. At yun ang dikta ng mundo. Para kumita, para magkapera, kahit di ka na mag-aral, gawin mo lang ito. And we, anong ginagawa po natin? We feast on it. And sana po, this is the beginning that we honor women, not only in Crossroads Church, but we honor women around the world so that we can also honor God the way He created them. Healthy churches have women who include them to inspire others.